Dismayed NYC parents outraged as Mayor Eric Adams builds migrant camp on children's soccer fields. By John Binder on August 14, 2023. Thousands of New York City parents are dismayed as Mayor Eric Adams, D., begins building a migrant camp atop four soccer fields where their children play in leagues and recreationally. As the fall soccer season is set to start within weeks, Adams will soon house about 2,000 male border crossers and illegal aliens in a mega-migrant camp spanning four soccer fields on Randall's Island, a home away from home for thousands of New York City school children. Now, nearly 3,500 New Yorkers have signed petitions asking Adams to stop the construction of the migrant camp on Randall's Island. One particular petition, from the West Side Soccer League, has nearly 800 signatures. "We rely on fields and facilities operated by the New York City Department of Parks and Recreation. Without access to these fields, youth sport organizations will be unable to offer programming, leaving a devastating hole in the lives of tens of thousands of children and teens," the petition states. "It should come as no surprise, then, that we were dismayed by the recent news that the NYC government is considering the use of soccer fields and other parks as potential locations to house asylum seekers. We understand the city is dealing with an unprecedented number of arrivals and that it is struggling to meet the needs of these individuals. However, it simply cannot be at the expense of our youth," emphasis added. NYC government must make responsible decisions. Youth sports organizations provide vital opportunities for recreation, fitness, and athletics. By taking away field space from these programs, the city is depriving its children, youth, and parents from healthy physical activities that promote community and a healthy lifestyle," emphasis added. "As a result, we urge Mayor Eric Adams and his representatives to immediately stop considering these spaces as suitable locations for temporary shelters and allow long-standing youth organizations in New York City to continue to deliver vital services to our communities. With many of these programs slated to begin in early September, and children and families counting on these activities, a firm and prompt commitment is of the essence," emphasis added. Related video: America the Landfill. Exclusive video shows heaps of trash strewn across southern border by migrants. Another petition from the Manhattan Soccer Club, signed by more than 2,700 New Yorkers, also called on Adams to halt the construction of the migrant camp. "This space is critical for maintaining irreplaceable opportunities for our children to achieve physical well-being in a city woefully short of safe and managed open spaces. Without this space, our children will spend more time indoors, leading to sedentary behaviors, increased screen time, and a higher risk of physical and mental health issues, something we all experienced during the recent pandemic," the petition states. "We strongly encourage the mayor not to compound the problem by creating another that will have profound implications for children and families across the city. With respect to all those incredibly less fortunate, please find a new location that will uplift migrant families without denying parks and athletic fields to our children," emphasis added. Meanwhile, New Yorkers will also be paying big bucks for the migrant camp. According to estimates published in the New York Post, the camp is set to cost local taxpayers $20 million every month to keep the migrant camp afloat. Citywide, by 2025, Adams' office projects that illegal immigration will cost New Yorkers $12 billion. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.